Well, we hope it has changed. Right now, we don't see really great evidence that it has. You know, we are basically still very tribal in our attitudes, and we've made a brand name out of God. You know, we basically don't realize that Christ wasn't a Christian, or Buddha wasn't a Buddhist, or Muhammad wasn't a Mohammedan, yet we go to war in their name. So I don't know if it has changed.
Yeah, which bothers me, because in my opinion, religion is more about the positive and the love and how we can serve and better ourselves. And I'm really bothered by the fact it seems everyone is fighting about religion.
Well, but you look at the history of religion. Religion is divisive, it's quarrelsome, and in many cases, its expressions, at least in human behavior, are utterly idiotic. So I think if religion turns out to be ideology and dogma and belief, then it is going to be very harmful. Belief is only necessary when you have despair. Belief is a cover-up for insecurity. And then, you know, people go and convert others to their religion because they just have this feeling, if more people believe what I do, then I would be less uncertain. True spiritual experience is not founded on belief. It's an understanding of the universal domain of our consciousness. It's the deep experience of your own universality, that you're not a skin-encapsulated ego isolated in space and time and squeezed into the volume of a body or the span of a lifetime, that you, in fact, are inseparably one with the whole web of life.